In the triune God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the Gospel of Luke. In the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 15 to verse 22. I ask to read the following words of God, which are as follows. And he taught in their synagogues, and being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. He closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears?" And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Amen. Dear listeners, it is necessary with a prayerful heart to turn to the Heavenly Father, that he may free his servants from the needless slavery and grant him the right words, so that the listeners of the word may be revived, and that they may feel that they are following in the footsteps of the Lamb. The text portion in the Gospel of Luke leads us to a service gathering where Jesus has gone to the synagogue. I would like to read a few portions from the Bible and to reflect what the Gospels of Luke and Matthew about what has been said about when Jesus was born onto the earth and what happened in the world following his birth. In the book of Matthew, it has been written how, after Jesus had been born and the wise men had given him the gifts, and Herodias starts searching for this little one so that he could be drown him. In this response, God gives wisdom through an angel with a message to Joseph, and he arose and take the young child and his mother and come into the land of Israel, because the king Herodias is searching for the child. And that's what Joseph does, is when he received the duty, he takes the mother and the child, and they flee to Egypt. In the prophet Hosea, in the book of the Old Testament, that I found my son from Egypt. Here in the book of Matthew, it still is written that when they had been in Egypt for some time, there was an angel that came to Joseph and said, they have been passed away for those who have had the child spirit, and they have returned to the land of Israel. And so Joseph takes the child and the mother and goes back to the land of Israel. Joseph hears there that Herodias is still reigns. It was a descendant of Herodias. It was Archelaus. And that, so he moves on to Nazareth in Galilee. And this is when the word of God has been fulfilled. There is a king that comes, and he has been called Nazareth. These types of issues came very early on. But with the guidance of God and how God had provided, and everything was directed according to his will, and that was God's ordained plan of salvation, and that it went in his accordance. And as this child grew, we read in the book, in the beginning of Luke, how his parents, how they went every year to the Passover feast in Jerusalem. And here it is said how Jesus was, as a youth, he was with them. And there was the Passover celebrations, and they had to leave back home. And then miraculous things happened, what has been written in the Bible. And when the days had gone on, and so the young stayed in Jerusalem when the Mary and Joseph did not notice that he stayed in Jerusalem. They traveled for one day. And then when they returned to Jerusalem, and afterwards they began questioning that because this young boy was not with them. As the Bible says, that they asked among friends and relatives, that they did not find him. And they returned to Jerusalem. And when I have read this portion of the Word of God, I have thought that here's a practical teaching here. that Jesus as a child, that he did not travel among relatives, but he remained in Jerusalem. And so it is the teaching yet today in the kingdom of God is still very clear. The tempter may entice and say that it is good that you are part of this community and you live according to their way of life. And some surely good things will turn out for you in the end. It's enough that you have close relatives here in the kingdom of God and that you follow them and you'll be guided, but your heart does not believe in God's word. So the Bible here even says how they needed to return to Jerusalem. It does not mean here that, or I don't mean this, that Mary and Joseph would have denied the word of God, but only in this way that the teachings of the word of God would be brought to light. And it says in the Bible here that they, after 3 days, they found the youth in the temple, sitting there and answering and being the teacher. They marveled at his answers. His parents naturally even asked him, why did you do this unto us? And he had said that, didn't you know where I was? That I need to go there where my father is. Or in the earlier translations of the Bible, it says, I need to be there where my own are. Maria treasured these words in her heart. At the end of the second chapter of Luke, it says, and he went with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. He was obedient and subject to his own parents. I will then go to the books of the Catechism. I will read it here. It supports this portion of the Bible. That through Moses, God gave through Moses the beginning of the time and the Ten Commandments. Here are a couple of passages from it I will read. Honor your father and your mother. And Luther explains here how the honoring happens in practice. Luther always begins his explanations by saying we should though fear and love God. And it continues here so that we do not despise or hate our parents or even our rulers, but we would honor them, we would serve them, we would be obedient to them, and that we would hold them near and precious. Dear listener, is there connection here between the example that was just given, what we read in the Gospel of Luke, that he was obedient, and he also perspired well in time, in age, and in grace before God and man. And now we are here in this portion of the word text, which I just read. He had traveled to Nazareth where he had been brought up And he went to the synagogue on the day of the Sabbath. I would like to take another portion about God's instruction, what he has said for the community and for every man, and where he guided them to be in obedience of his word. In the third commandment, it says, remember to keep thy Sabbath day holy. And then here, the Luther even explains, how does it happen in practice? We should so fear and love God so that we would not despise the sermon and the word of God, but that we would keep it holy or sacred, and that we would willingly listen and learn from it. It was a beautiful example. Our Savior Jesus Christ gave that after Sabbath he went to the synagogue, according to what was the custom, that he went into the synagogue. And to those of you listening, as we could say that he went to church, or people during that time, it was a place where the word of God was studied, read, and explained. This is a good instruction for all of us endeavoring as children of God, that we would have the strength to ask of the Heavenly Father, that we would happily or eagerly hear the word of God. And here, as we gathered here at summer services, if we would ask, now, why did you come here? You would probably receive the answer. I wanted to come here. We waited here, and we longed to be here to be finally be able to join the summer services. But God's word is also heard in smaller gatherings where God's word is read and preached clearly. We as children of God, as believers, and even as parents, we ask for instruction and guidance when we are upbringing our children so that they would be able to live in God's kingdom and that they would be, it would be an essential part of their lives. And that we would believe as it is explained in God's word. There are a few tens of years when it was my childhood. Sunday was a very different day than the other days of the week. We put on our Sunday clothes, or they were different clothes, what we had during our other days of the week. On the farm, we only did the work what was necessary to do. But we did not do those types of work which we could have done on a different day during the week. And we took time to hear God's word, and children were brought to Sunday school. We attended Sunday school, and we listened to God's word and joined into the singing. And we also heard the gospel. We believed all our sins and temptations forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. And as we are arranging the services, it is good that we would arrange time, that we would become partakers of the Word of God. It seems to be important to talk about these words even today in this midst of this time, because the life around us, because it feels like Sundays are so busy and it fills our times, as it feels like there is not enough time to pause and to ask, what is the purpose of God's word? This time we read that he stood up to read. He has given the Bible of the prophet Isaiah. As I said, it wasn't like a broke book, but it probably most likely was a scroll. And he begins to read. And the prophet Isaiah, what it says, what he had written. About 700 years before the time of Jesus' birth, God's Spirit gave these types of information to Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. To the poor. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind and to heal the brokenhearted. When Jesus got greetings, that which were sent by John. And John was imprisoned but for his faith. And he sends his disciples to Jesus, asking, "Are you him, or do we have to wait for another?" Jesus, or John, which was a powerful preacher of the world, "Have I spoken of the correct matter? Have I spoken the truth?" And he asked that of Jesus. And Jesus said, "That I am you." Here it is written. Say once again to John that what ye see and hear, it is as if the same words. The blind will receive the sight. The lame will walk, the lepers are cleansed, and to the poor the gospel is preached. In the book of John is written how he had answered John. It is even in the time we are living today. If we do not have words, that if someone asks, "Tell me about your faith," or "How do you believe?" and so on, that we could probably say in these words, "Come and see and listen what is spoken here. Come into the hearing of God's word." And that is how the message of the kingdom of God comes to light. There are many portions here about the miraculous works of Jesus. And he testifies his holiness. I don't remember which portion of the Bible it is, but it says that he does these parables that you would believe that God has sent me. And this is how Jesus even speaks of these topics. When John received this message, and Jesus still continues to teach, to preach to the poor, to the good news. And the good news is the message of the gospel. When a person who is feeling a sinfulness and hears the forgiveness of sins, or even the Gospel of Luke towards the end, as he says his own, he says, "Go therefore and preach the forgiveness of sins in my name from the beginning of Jerusalem." And where we also read about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he speaks about what are the characteristics of a true believer. It is read in this way, not how one becomes blessed, is rather how blessed we are, and how the brave will receive comfort. And it also said here, how the poor, the ones who feel so little or their insignificance, they receive the message of the comfort. This is the message that is also at these services to the listeners of this word. Be of good cheer. There is yet the message of the gospel. You can believe on your own behalf, your sins forgiven. During Jesus' parables and teachings, and how the blind receive the sight and the deaf receive their hearing. We remember that portion of the Bible when Jesus traveled in the midst, walked amongst the midst of the people. And there sits a blind man along the roadside. And when he hears that a lot of people are going by, he begins to ask the who passed. It is said unto him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. The blind man raises his voice and says, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon me. He does not say Jesus Nazareth, but he says Jesus, the Son of David. And this we can understand, that he had heard the teachings of Jesus and instructions, that he was the Son of God who has come to save the sin-fallen man. There are people in the crowd that why is the one who is blind asks him to calls out for Jesus and tells him to be quiet. And he even raises his voice that Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus stops and asks the blind man to be brought toward him. And then he asks a beautiful question. What would you like me to do unto you? The blind man says, so that I would receive my sight. And when we are here in the Word of God and here at services, we hear the general message that the sins are forgiven. God gives us strength and the power to believe, which is absolutely right. Sometimes our situations, it has been personally for me that you would need exactly to say the matter which needs to be forgiven. That can I have it forgiven? That we need to say or express ourselves just as Jesus asked him, what would you like me to do unto you? When a friend asks, and ask for words, and the gospel will cleanse even in that matter. We are no more pious or no more cleansier than other time, but even though we confess our sins and our sins are forgiven, but that it would be easier for us to endeavor in the kingdom of God on this narrow way of life. Jesus says unto this man, your faith let you see. One portion that is still, when he gave an answer to John, he said the lepers are cleansed. When Jesus moves among the people, ten lepers come to Jesus and they ask, Have mercy upon us. When Jesus pauses and is next to them, he saw the 10 leopards and raised their voices. Jesus, our master, have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, and he said, go and come and show me and to the pastors. And it came that along the way they were cleansed, they were made clean. Here in this portion of the Bible is very picturesque and it gives a beautiful expression. Go and show yourselves to the priests. Here it refers to the third book of Moses, where it is instructed how a person with leprosy would need to present themselves to the priests, and the priests would then determine whether they're clean or do they need to be remained in isolation. I won't go any further to that, but Jesus said from there, go and show yourselves to the priests. Everyone else continues, but you need to go and be made clean. They believed in the words of Jesus. Then we receive a miraculous teaching when it is said here. And when one of them returned, was healed, and said in a great voice to Jesus, bowed down before him to his feet, thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asks him, where are the other nine? Didn't they all heal? Not the others have not been found. Only the one who was a stranger. In the previous verse, it says that a Samaritan. In the second verse, it said that it was only the stranger who returned back to give thanks to God. And the book of Hebrew, it also gives a passage or connection to this. It spoke about the believers of the Old Testament and how what they made, it was guided from the word of God. Through faith, Abraham went to a foreign land. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob. And he was a stranger in a foreign land. Dear service listener, in the midst of this everyday life, you confess faith and you live according to the word of God as a believer. Does it feel that you are recognized by this? That you are a stranger in the midst of this time. We need to say, believers are known for being highly hard workers and highly valued. They're diligent. But the tempter and the power of the Prince of Peace always likes to ring forth. As if we would be discriminated against because of our faith. But we often hear in the time of this that we can live free and to believe freely. And you can't discriminate against anyone. But are we being excluded from this? As if we are being pushed aside, we are a different value or This came to my mind as I reflected in this Bible part. In this book, it to preach deliverance to the captives. It does not mean that a person who breaks the law, that he would be free immediately once he receives the grace of repentance. But is it instructed that you need to take care of what is required of in this society? But when God gives the grace of repentance, he can, as a believer, he can have a different frame of mind and attitude, and to make sure that all of his matters are in order and that his sins are forgiven. Even in our country, we have services in prisons, and there they listen. Every once in a while, there is someone there from a believing home, and it's important to keep this message alive. Thus, Jesus' sermon and the point of what he says. Which is important, that needs to be kept, the message of the kingdom of God. He rolled up the scroll and handed it to the minister, sat down, and the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened onto him. And they're the listeners were focused on listening unto him and following his teachings. And then it is said here, and they marveled of the words of grace that fell from his mouth. He spoke the words of grace to his listeners. These words of grace is still heard yet today in the kingdom of God. You can be of good cheer, full of weakness and sinfulness. You can be comforted. It is uplifting you. You can believe your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all of your sins are forgiven. Even in the text that continues here, we read an interesting portion. All bear witnesses and wondered at the gracious words and proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, is not this Joseph's son? He wasn't very highly educated, knowing theology, but he was known as the son of Joseph. We knew his family, that how close the kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Even though he was a son of God, the kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Repent and believe the gospel. In the previous verse, it says, Jesus says, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The repentance for the kingdom of God is for someone who is searching for peace in his conscience. We do not start researching or to do a good person or make a person good, but we rather say it simply here and now that you are preached the forgiveness of sins. God will give you strength to believe. When it is said in the Word of God, instructions and teaches that Jesus says, now you hear this today, and it is all fulfilled from what Isaiah wrote. And he said that I will come preach to you the goodwill, the good news, to heal the broken hearts, to heal sicknesses, to free from the enemy of the soul, to free them from the captivity and to set people free. And Peter even wrote in his book, in his letters, he said, great things are taking place when one can receive their sins forgiven. They could be turned from light into darkness, from darkness to light. It is no small matter, the gospel of God's kingdom, as it is here in this sermon. You who are searching for peace in your conscience, you're looking for it. You can find it in God's kingdom. You can believe your unbelief and all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. You listener of God's word, that you are traveling, who you are cleaning, traveling, endeavoring in God's kingdom, you young or old, can be comforted. All is well when you hear and believe the gospel of the kingdom of God. Even you young and small service guest, it is for everyone. You can believe this good message. You can believe your sins forgiven. I even want to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? My desire is to believe. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mokatainen.